Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Zebra Laura Rosenberg, our guy, New York's own, Michael Rappaport is here to scream at the phone, but this time it's on the radio. What's going on, my guy? He's at Caroline's. Also, everybody get your tickets. Ooh, what's up, Mike?
Caroline's on the 11th, 12th, 13th. Come on, man. Plug me right. Bro, shit, man. Sorry, wait, can I curse?
Go ahead, man.
Is this live?
No, but try not to curse too much. We don't have too much to edit.
Don't worry. Done. That's the last time I'll curse. Don't worry. This isn't
like one of those podcasts where you could just go, yo, go fuck yourself for 30 minutes and that's the whole episode.
Don't worry. Trust me. There's going to be way less bleeps than you've had to do with some of your other guests. That's it. My one S word there. Don't worry. I'm good now.
Okay, well, let's start off with the question everyone needs to ask. Well, what's wrong with you? Why are you this way?
Oh, my God.
You know, Who made you this way?
The Verizon guy who I believe was in India a couple of weeks ago when I was calling about my service and my minutes and, you know, all the – he asked me the same thing. And I said, I think his name was Naresh or Naresh. I don't want to say it correctly because we had a nice talk. He said, why are you the way you are? I said, Naresh, I called you. We've been on the phone 42 minutes. 42 minutes. I don't speak to my mother, my father for 42 minutes. And I'm talking to you for 42 minutes about my Verizon plan. And you're asking me, why am I the way I am? I shouldn't be on the phone engaging with you for 42 minutes, Naresh or Naresh. No disrespect. So, yeah, that's the answer to your question.
So basically what made you this way is life's frustrations.
Well, you know, life's frustrations. I poke fun. I have fun. What you see sometimes on social media, as you guys very well know, because you know, I haven't had as many encounters with you in real life as I've had, you know, over the phone and text. It's an exaggerated version of myself. It's not like I.
That's right.
You know, it's all performance art. Let's just say this. What you see a lot on social media, what you see on podcasts, on clips, it's performance art. You know, if I call in on Rosenberg's show, if I go on Skip and Shannon, there's a green light. There's a producer who walked us into this podcast here. So when that light goes on, it's showtime. When the light goes off, we decompress.
Michael, has there ever been a point where you felt like, oh, maybe I took it too far?
Kevin Durant. Keep going.
Kevin Durant, the Brooklyn Net, right?
Yep. The best player in basketball. The conversation you took public. And you, of all people, this is what got me so mad at you, Mike, when I thought about it later. Michael knows, you know the code. And you a major code violation that y'all were beefing privately and you took it public.
Well, check this out. We're beefing privately in the DMs. Did you guys say anything about the rappers that were taking Kanye's private text?
Yes,
messages?
We did.
Did you still bring it up? Like a year later,
Kanye took private stuff public and we gave him a congratulations.
The great Kanye West took private text messages, not DMs, of friends. Kevin Durant is not a friend of mine. We've never been friends. When you start threatening to spit on me consecutively and then you bring up my wife and he caught me on a bad day, I don't know this dude. I don't know where to, like, it's not like I'm going to approach him. I'm not going to a Nets game. I don't have tickets to Nets games like that. He caught me on a bad day. This has been going on for 6 months. He's talking about he's going to spit on me. And then you mention my wife. The only thing you should be mentioning about my wife is how to get one. That's the only, if you want to talk to me about wives, Kevin Durant, talk to me about how to get one. That's
so
it.
What we're gathering here is you and Kevin Durant still ain't good.
Well, we're not good, but there was never anything to unbe good about. Like we were, it's not like we're friends.
So how did it start? How did he get in your DM? What did you do?
I met Durant at, he reached out to me because he loves all the trash talking. Him and his guy.
Of course.
They reached out to me because they wanted to do something, you know, in that vein.
Rich Kleiman, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, okay. They reached out to me.
And you know Rich. Rich is a New York guy. I would have to assume, because this is another thing I found perplexing.
I know Rich
through... Is that both of y'all...
Go ahead.
Y'all know each other. So when this went public, I was like, this might be a work.
No. We met. I never heard of Rich Kleiman until the Durant thing, until they reached out to me, to a mutual friend. He reached out to me. This guy named Kleiman wants to reach out, talk to you about Durant, blah, blah. It's not like I go way back or anything like that. I met him. We went up to the Bay Area. We had a conversation about doing some stuff. And then they faked Jax, essentially. They fake Jax. Kleiman fake Jax because Durant's just, you know, he's doing his thing. Kleiman.
So that's why you're bitter.
No. There was no deal on the table, but it was a lot of. There's no bitter. And then I reached out. And then I've always been a Durant fan. I've always, you know, like everybody else. But when he did the Charles Barkley interview at the beginning of last season. This is how it started. When he did the Charles Barkley interview at the beginning of last season, who I don't know. I've met Charles in passing. Obviously, I'm a fan, but I'm not like friends with him. And he was like not answering questions. He was playing coy. He was acting like he was offended to do the interview. I had put out a tweet saying basically, I don't remember what it was. I'm sure you guys could pull it up, but it was basically like, yo, if you don't want to do the interview, don't do the interview. You're acting like, you know, you're acting sensitive. Why not? Just not do the interview because I thought it was disrespectful, especially when these young guys, you go on there with three Hall of Famers and you're like, yo, if I don't want to come on your podcast, I'm not going to come on your podcast. I'm not going to come on your podcast and be like, oh, the Durant thing, that's stupid. What next question? Like, you know, it's a show. And then that's when it started. And he said, when I see you, I'm going to spit on you, blah, 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 blah. And at first I thought he was like, this is like a weird way of trash talking. And I tried to diffuse it. That wasn't in the DMs that were released. They tried to defuse it. And then he was like, yo, when I see you, I'm going to spit on you. I was like, spit on me? What the fuck? What the F are you talking about? Like, this is not banter. This is not playing around. And then a few weeks later, there was another tweet or something. No, there was no tweet. He said, yo, I can't wait to see you. When I see you, I'm going to spit in your face. I was like, yo, you're not talking to Matt Damon or one of these dudes. Like, I'm not scared. Like you must think you're talking to like some like, ABC actor. Like, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, don't talk to me like that. And then 4 months later, out of nowhere on a random Tuesday, you dumb this, blah, 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 blah. When I see you, I'm going to spit on you. Your wife, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nah. And I just put the DMs up there. And it wasn't like I thought it would turn into like a 5-day worldwide thing that it did. And you know, go into like race and sexuality and homophobia and all this crazy stuff. If I had imagined that would be the one, Lord, answer your questions that I would have felt like it got way, 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 way more out of hand than I had imagined. Like, right. Legitimately. Like, I never imagined.
You're not saying it exactly, but you still sound to me like you have some level of regret about it because you said he caught you on the wrong day. I mean, on the right day, maybe you wouldn't have handled it that way.
On the right day, I might not have handled it that way. And the right day, I probably would have. What I would have done is showed up at Barclays and during the layup line, be like, yo, what's up? That's what I would have done. That was the initial plan. But I was in LA.
So I just saw a bit on your Instagram you just posted the other day where you saying that you were at a Nets game and he was in the layup line. And you was trying to, you know, you had your little ice grill on.
No, that was my De Niro face. It wasn't little, though.
Yeah, your De Niro. That actually happened? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I was at. Is the view good? Hold on. Let me get this down.
Keep going. Wow.
Look, I went to it.
He's got the ergonomically correcting desk. There you go.
I went to Barclays opening day. And, you know, it was uneventful. And I was glad it was uneventful. And there's no beef. It's not like, you know, I'm looking for beef or, you know, I want to continue this. I got tickets. I went. I sat on the wood because that's what I do, Ebro. And it was uneventful, and the Nets lost. The Nets have bigger fish to fry than Michael Rapaport at this point. As far as I'm concerned, to be totally honest, like I said, the situation got way, way out of hand, more than I would have imagined. And if you say, you know, again, to answer Laura's question, you know, if there's one that I wish hadn't happened because of the sort of all the angles and twists and turns that took, I wish that one wouldn't have happened, but not because of him, just because of, you know, honestly, like my mother and my wife didn't like it, and their opinions mean a lot to me.
That's fair. I mean, you're showing your human side today. I appreciate you giving that to this program because most people just see you screaming at your phone and they don't know that you're actually a very cultured, enlightened individual.
Sensitive.
And I'm also an extremely accomplished actor. So they don't just see me on the phone. They see me on Atypical, Four Seasons. They've seen me in many movies.
They only see you screaming at your phone.
No, I'm just saying it's not like I'm just some like, you know, Joe Schmo, like, you know, truck driver who screams at his phone. Bro, you were a fan before we met.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, oh yeah, chill. Let's not do this today, sir.
I'm just saying, sir. Like you knew me before we met because you were a fan of my work.
I was a fan before we met. I like some of the things you did. You did some good stuff.
I'm an iconic actor who's never.
I was appreciative of your contributions to hip hop culture and movie.
And exactly,
you did throw in there
hip hop culture and movie,
bro. You did throw in very casually, because, Ebro, we have to be honest and objective as journalists. Rich Kleiman's our guy. You did accuse Rich Kleiman of faking Jax. Did he fake Jax, or did it just not work out and you got angry?
I'm going to stick to faking Jax, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Yo, crazy.
And I don't know how he's your guy or care that he's your guy. I never heard of him until I was introduced.
I don't believe you, by the way. I think you're full of shit. He's too famous in the sports world.
Since he's your guy, you ask him. I'm not in the sports world.
You've had jobs at ESPN and Fox Sports.
Yeah, but nothing to do with him. Ask him.
You guys take this into the DMs and then share them on your feeds, God. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Rap, yeah, I'm looking at your IG. Like, you've really become a personality. I mean, you're over 2 million followers. You're doing... I had no idea until this conversation that you did stand-up, but I'm glad I know now.
Caroline,
obviously, as you just pointed out.
12th and
13th. Yeah, as you just pointed out, you're in great TV. You're an accomplished actor. Is this a persona that you're delivering on social media? Are you having fun with it, though?
Yes, I am having fun with it. You know, it's fun. And, you know, and I think, you know, one of the things that's crazy is you know, and humbly, you know, people come up to me and you know, say all sorts of things to me about, I like you in this, I like you in that. But in regards to the political stuff, you know, the Trump stuff and all the social stuff that I just sort of happened upon to speak about in the last, you know, 5 years, literally people every day all over the country will be like, you got me through the election. You got me through the pandemic. Mm. And I appreciate that. And that is well worth some of the mix-ups and the gossipy sort of things. Because that was never anything that I really spoke on. I didn't even pay attention to politics until Trump got elected. So
you gotta say the full name. I thought you was gonna say the full name.
Nah, he don't need to say this. He's lucky I say his name at all. I thought you were going to say
Dick Stain. What happened to Dick Stain?
Well, you said don't curse. So can I call him Dick Stain or can I call him Dick Stain?
You can.
Okay. Yeah. You said don't curse.
And I saw you flaming not only Donald Trump Jr., but Candace Owens. Sometimes I look at your stuff and I do chuckle. I do. I do enjoy a good flambé.
Well, you know, and the thing about Candace is that I like a lot of the things she says. And I think she's a smart, independent thinker. And I watch her show and I've read a lot of her book and I've listened to her. And I don't think she's what a lot of people on social media in I would say our crowd think of her. I like a lot of the things she says, and I think, you know, the world needs diversity of thought. We don't just need diversity on like sitcoms. We need diversity of thought. And even if I don't agree with everything somebody says, it doesn't mean I can't like, learn, and take away something from things that people say. And I just thought, in regards to the Alec Baldwin thing, you know, those, her and piss stain Donald Trump Jr. exploiting and mocking and belittling the accidental death of an innocent person. It's not surprising to me from Trump, but from Candace Owens, I was like, you know, because I do follow.
That should not surprise you. That should not surprise you from Candace Owens.
I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was disgusting. This is an accidental death on a make-believe film set, and these people are, you know, going crazy.
It's a real death on a make-believe, a fictional thing. You know what I mean?
Like, people are playing real cowboys and Indians. Like, I think it was a Western. Like, this Alec Baldwin isn't a cowboy. You know, there's cameras around. There's somebody to get you cranberry juice, and there's lighting and makeup. He's got makeup. And this is a tragedy. And for anybody to belittle it, for anybody to make it in a political thing, to make it in a guns right thing is just insane. It's insane. I've gone after Junior many times, and I've gone after Candace Owens many times, but I had to turn the volume up on both of them because I do watch. I don't just speak blindly on those people.
Do you have anyone else in your life like me who really likes you in real life and really likes you as an entertainer, but says, I sometimes have to ignore the stuff you do on social because I find it to be too much at times?
I mean, you know, people, you know, not like you. I mean, there's nobody like you, Peter.
Thank you.
But like I said, I don't expect, nor do I want, I don't fall into a narrative. I never try to be liked or appease. And I don't think that we as people need to agree on everything. I don't agree on everything that my wife does, who's sleeping, well, resting in the other room. I don't agree with everything my father, my mother does, my kids do. So people on social media or friends, and even loose friends and business friends, we don't need to agree on everything, and you don't have to respect every opinion that I have. Like I said, I think that, you know, everybody's pumping this diversity, and I think that's great, but I think diversity of thought is sort of being lost out because, you know, I have friends that voted for Trump. I'm not breaching, ending friendships. I'm not speaking to family members because of politics. And you know, we've drawn such lines in the sand, and I've drawn, you know, I've made my sentiment, I think, is clearer than anybody, especially who does what I do as far as like an actor in show business, about how I felt about Trump and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything, you know, your girl AOC says. And I don't agree with everything. I think that Kamala Harris is another one faking jacks. I voted for Joe Biden. I'm not happy with a lot of the things he does. And I'll say it publicly. And I think
my issue with you, yes, I do have disagreements with you, but that's actually not where my trouble with you at times comes. And you're not the only person who I like in real life who I have this problem with. My problem is that I believe the kind of content you are doing is part of the misinformation of the public.
Like what?
I believe it's this
specifically
all
what?
Of your, when you put up huge political statements, whether it's about Trump or it's about gun violence or it's about Candace Owens. All of it to me filters into this conversation that we have about Russian misinformation and the people who go through social media getting content from sources that is not where they should be getting information from. And you create these aggressive conversations in your comments that are useless. You're doing no good. You're not helping the world at all.
But
your opinions aren't making people more open-minded. They're not making more people see the good side. They're just, and it's not just you. Like I said, it's a lot of people I know who I agree with a lot of what you say, but the conversation is valueless. It adds to a nasty, shitty conversation that I don't think helps anything.
I don't agree. I just told you that people come up to me every single day. And as far as Trump, and as far as, you know, Trump, there's no, there's like, as far as his, the way he's his behavior, there's no nuance because there's no nuance with him. So that's why.
No, you can't change a mind on him.
But the smash mouth approach that I took to him, I don't have any problems with that. And I'll continue to do that. I'll continue to do that, just like I did it the other day with Junior about the Alec Baldwin thing. In regards to, you need to be more specific because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you're saying. I don't
like
know.
Like, what I'm saying is this. If you put up a post on some really divisive political issue, if you put up a video, that's just my opinion.
I don't mess with the comments so much. Like, I'm not doing it. My job is different. Like, what you guys do on the radio is a little different than an Instagram post. And I'm saying that with all due respect, because I respect all three of you guys. You know, I've said that to you personally, on air, off the air. But what you guys are doing and what you're used to doing and how you present yourself on the air, on your podcast, on ESPN, and all the different things that all three of you guys do is different than an Instagram post. And one of the things that's liberating for me about an Instagram post is I'm not working for anybody. There's no network. There's no, you know, corporation. And I'm not saying you guys don't lay it down because you lay it down. But when I'm able to say, F this person, you're full of this, you're full of that, that's liberating to me, and it's a liberating voice to a lot of people. I'm not trying to be liked. I don't care. It is aggressive because
what is
it,
a positive contribution? It is what, because you could say you don't care about the comments, but the people in the comments are there, thousands and thousands and thousands of them,
and let them duke it out.
But is that I'm just wondering, is that useful? Are you just getting out your feelings? Is it helping the world, or is it just
told
getting
you,
your shit off?
Peter, I want to walk through Manhattan with you while the weather's good, and you see what people will, how they read the comments. I mean, people, you know, like, when I spoke, the first time I really spoke out in a smash mouth way, I'm just referring it to that way, was the Charlottesville situation with the Jews will not replace us, you will not replace us. And that was the first time like one of my social commentary things went viral, or it got, you know, more response than normal. I'm glad I did that. And I didn't do it pulling punches, and I talked crap. And I called names, and I did it in a self. I made jokes about myself, and I made jokes about these people that are saying Jews will not replace us. And it took 60 seconds, and I was walking my dog. It wasn't premeditated.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Right.
And, you know, that's just how I get off on it. And I guarantee you that I listen, just you, I guarantee you that I listen and I'm more informed and I have a more nuanced sort of playbook of people that I listen to try to get my news and information to, because there's no way you could just get it from one source. You certainly ain't going to get it from just leftists. Listen. I'm certainly not going to just get it from Ilhan Omar and AOC's Twitter. I read all of it. Like I said, you, I mess with Candace Owens. I'm a fan of a lot of the things she says. That doesn't mean I have to like everything she says, and that doesn't mean I can't think she's stupid at times. So, I listen.
But here's the big problem. This is the big problem. The real big problem, right, is you got to deal with your nose hairs sometimes when you get that close to the camera. That's really my only gripe in a lot of your posts. Because I'll be like, does he know that his nose hairs are hanging out right now?
My man, I'm not up on...
Come on, son.
Ebro, see, this is why
I'll be like, yo, back up from the camera.
I gotta be honest, Ebro. This is one of my favorite pivots ever. That what you did right there is one of my favorite pivots that I've ever had thrown at me, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous that I didn't make that pivot. Now I'm gonna stop you there because I like what you said. This dude just said, I'm just telling my wife online. This dude just said, because she's like, why are you screaming at these people? This dude just said, Ebro said to me, when you're doing the videos, are you aware of your nose hairs? I like that. But I'm gonna tell you something right now, Ebro. My nose hair game, you're just doing like that's fake news right
now. No,
there.
I've got there's something up
my
there.
Man.
And also lotion, man. You look dry like you lotion. Lotion, bro.
This dude told me, yo, I rock with you. I like that. I respect that. I respect
this
that.
This is real shit, though.
This is real shit.
We cover all the important topics here. You're going to get all of it.
Oh, crap. You're trying to tell me I'm not moisturized.
By the way, you've been married to a black woman for a long time. You're lotion.
That's what I'm saying. I want to actually interview her about.
Tell me I'm not moisturized, babe. She's trying to tell me I need to moisturize too. I like that. That is funny.
Yo, real shit. On all of the disagreements and the political whatever, what I think gets glossed over a lot in what you
That was funny.
What you and Rosenberg were just arguing about, and what people often argue about, where you're picking sides, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and with the Trump shit. People forget that the hate-filled, aggressive, and violent nature of what the Donald Trump regime brought to politics, and the fact that it was blatantly aligned with Nazism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
That piece can't be glossed over, because then when you say you're a Candace Owens fan, my biggest problem with her or people of that ilk is they willingly aligned and decided to ignore this blatant, hateful, white supremacist regime and wanted to just make it about like, oh no, this is Democrat versus Republican. No, this ain't that. Cause I'm a registered independent.
Good.
Right. And have been for a long time. This ain't that. This is black folks telling y'all these people are open, overt white supremacists. It ain't even that they're making it okay to be hateful.
I understand
that can't rock, and I can't rock with anybody who's gonna just be okay with that.
But what are you telling me that for?
No, I'm saying that's the piece I think woven in there, that people, when it gets into the divisive language and why people are not nuanced, it's tough for people to look past those things. So they just pick a hard stance. So
I get it. And it's frustrating.
Say, like,
to
I
me.
Have friends that voted for Trump and I don't care. You know what I mean? And I like Candace. And that's the issue with a lot of people.
No. Excuse me. I'm saying to you that I'm not going to end relationships with people that voted for Trump. I could argue with them. We could have disagreements.
I know, like, black people that voted for Trump. So I understand what you're saying. There's black people who ignore that shit. And,
right, you should do, Ebro? Like, let me ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever had Candace Owens on the show?
Absolutely not. Won't happen.
Okay. But have you read her book?
I have not. I'm not interested, but
I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm a fan. Like, I'm like, yay, Candace Owens. I'm just saying, like, I watch Tucker Carlson. I watch Sean Hannity. I listen to Ben Shapiro. I listen to Rachel Maddow. I listen to the Daily Wire. I listen to the CNN. I watch all of it. I'm just saying.
I've never read A Tale from Two Cities. I'm going to waste time reading Candace Owens' bullshit book.
My man, that's on you. That's why I'm telling you.
But she's not offering anything that's new.
You've never read the book.
Regurgitated shit in a new package.
I'm just saying. This is not new.
Do
you read Thomas Sowell?
No, I don't read Thomas Sowell either.
Okay, so then you can't talk to me then. Why not? Because you're not as educated and you're not as informed.
Trump became president, my guy. I've been doing this for 30 years.
You're not as informed.
Just because you read Candace Owens, I grew up doing this in D.C.
I'm just around real educated people.
You're reading people who are morons.
No,
just because you read morons doesn't mean you know shit.
You didn't say that. I just told you I read all of it. I look at all of it.
You know, no, you just said I can't talk to you because I don't read Candace Owens. Get the fuck out of here.
And Thomas Stowell. Don't try to get a quote thing here. I look at all of it. Don't try to get a Michael Rapport. Don't try to get a quote thing.
I didn't do that. I'm not doing that.
No, but don't try to get a quote thing.
You hit me with some shit, and I hit you back.
By the way, Michael Rapport, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take this clip and isolate that.
No one takes our clips, Rap. Don't worry. No one takes our clips anyway.
I'm just taking this one. Two white Jews from New York argue over politics. This is good shit.
I understand that, Michael. I agree. There's a value to listening to right-wing and left-wing stuff. I totally agree with you on that. But that doesn't mean all of it has value.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
I'm not, but I didn't say all of it has value, but I listen, I take in things, I watch, I learn. Do you think that Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are about something? Those guys are those guys are clowns.
I don't even bring those people up. You brought those people up.
I'm just saying. So then where do you get your information? I just said New York Times. I just
read.
Yeah, I just read
articles.
I read news stories. Okay, I don't really do stuff like that.
So do I. I think I read and I'm more informed than I listen to both of you guys at this point.
But so here's where I want to go back to so we can fast forward because I know everybody got shit to do. The reason why I brought up the alignment with white supremacy and those things is because if everyone could come to the page of understanding that these individuals that are currently, whether it's the All Lives Matter crowd or the Thin Blue Line or the Oath Keepers or this 3% thing or this right wing, whatever the Donald Trump whole MAGA maniac thing is rooted in wanting to keep white infrastructure and white power dominant over black folks specifically and minorities in general and people of color. They want to keep the old guard going. Mm-hmm. I personally, the reason I'm not speaking or I won't just sit down with these people is because I'm not interested because you've aligned with that.
That's it.
Aligned with that, there's no convo.
If you have a little point here or there, okay, but it's all masked in. Candace Owens and many others are still all masked in the same thing Ebro's saying, white supremacy.
I'm not
Why do I need to hear a little piece here or there? I know what the point is. I know why you're deriding George Floyd. I know why you're making George Floyd sound like a person who deserved to die. I know the point. So I don't need to hear all the other shit. That's why we would never have her here this platform to speak.
Okay, cool. That's cool. That's what you guys... listen, that's dope. I understand that. I'm just saying how I try to get as much information from as many different diverse opinions as I possibly can.
And by the way, I respect that too.
There's other ways that I get that information, right? And whether it's GOP talking points about whatever their initiatives are, I see that in the Wall Street Journal, whether it's the financial stuff, I read Fox News, I don't watch the channel, et cetera, et cetera. So I understand what you're saying because I like to hear that stuff too and just see where they're coming from. But that's just politics. I think the other social aspect of the problem, and I'm going to go back to it again, the reason we can't get beyond certain things in this nation is because we haven't dealt with the root of the problem.
Right,
I
agree.
The fact that the infrastructure of this thing was built on top of breaking black families, black people, First Nations people, and breaking them down.
I agree.
Ruining their family structure and subverting any progress financially or otherwise that they could make in their communities through whether it's the prison, school to prison pipeline, whether it's environmental racism, all these things. If we can't come to terms on those things,
we're not gonna, unfortunately. Not we.
We're going to stay on this hamster wheel.
I know, but
we're going
to
stay on this hamster wheel.
And just so the people are understanding, I hope that people understand when I'm saying we, I'm not talking about me and Ebro and me and you guys. I'm saying we collectively is the bigger picture.
Yeah, collective.
No, I get it.
But no, I'm just for the naked eye.
Well, it's kind of like, so for instance, and y'all go support. Listen, Rappaport's our guy. I love these heated debates. I would love to have you back on. You're somebody I would love to talk to.
What are the dates of Caroline's?
He's
going to
be at Caroline's. Yes.
Give it to us. It's part of New York Comedy Fest, right?
The New York Comedy Fest, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, November 11th, 12th, and 13th. I can't believe that the best we got was my nose hair game and my lack of moisturizer, and we couldn't even dip into sports. And Rosenberg, quick.
We're going to have you back on when the Knicks start losing.
Nah, don't do that. But Rosenberg, are you concerned about just in terms of what are you making of James Harden?
Oh, it's a disaster over there in Brooklyn. I just gave him a congratulations. They played themselves this morning.
We have the mayor, the soon to be mayor, waiting for us right now, Mike. But next time, let's get into a full basketball dive. We didn't even talk about Dave Chappelle. There's a lot more to do.
I know,
so we'll
there's
do it
plenty.
Again.
Anyway, yeah, absolutely.
But listen, you know, when two New York Jews start arguing, listen, it's always a good time.
It's always a good time for a Bay Area black dude and for Laura Stiles to just see it. But I respect you guys. I'd like to not, you know, anyway, you guys have a good day. Deal with the mayor. I like Eric Adams. Ask him what he's going to do. Hey, first question should be like, ask him what he's going to do for East New York and Brownsville.
Absolutely.
Right. Please.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, you guys. Peace. Peace.
Later, rap.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Fire! Fire!